Report: Las Vegas teen accused of mowing down retired cop boasted in front of police, "I'll be out in 30 days. By Amy Furr on September 22, 2023. The teenage driver accused in the fatal hit-and-run of a retired policeman in Las Vegas apparently believed he would not be in custody for very long. Jesus Ayala, who recently turned 18, was allegedly driving the stolen car in August when he hit and killed 64-year-old Andreas Probst, who was riding his bike on the side of the road, the New York Post reported Friday. 16-year-old Samir Keys was also inside the car during the incident. According to Breitbart News, the teenagers will face charges as adults. Video footage shows the teens nearing the victim, who is wearing a red t-shirt and black shorts, as he pedaled along the roadway. At one point, one of them says, "Hit his ass," and moments later the car slams into the victim, who is left laying on the side of the road as the pair drive away. Law enforcement arrested Ayala a few hours after the deadly incident. However, he apparently believed he was not going to be in deep trouble. "You think this juvenile, expletive, is gonna do some, expletive? I'll be out in 30 days, I'll bet you," he told officers. "It's just a, expletive, a, hit and run, slap on the wrist," the suspect added. The Post noted the suspect had not yet been informed of any hit-and-run charges when he was arrested regarding a warrant and obstructing an officer. Now, officials are holding Ayala without bail. He faces 18 charges that include murder, attempted murder, and grand larceny. Video footage shows the teenagers appearing in court on Thursday. Keys faces 3 charges and he is accused of recording the video of the incident involving Probst. The 2 teens are accused of going on a crime spree throughout the day of August 14, as they allegedly hit a 72-year-old bicyclist while in a stolen Hyundai sedan, drove away, crashed into a Toyota Corolla and again drove away before striking Probst. The Post report said, adding the car involved in Probst's case was later found abandoned with blood smeared on its windshield.